Welcome, everybody, to episode 519 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman, the puke cleaner-upper. How are you?
Why do you have to bring that up and run my entire week? Thanks.
Well, hey, man, you know, I just thought it was an interesting thing to say.
No, it's over with. I'm done. He's walking off the show.
You're walking off the show, Breakman?
No, I'm too upset to even walk. I'm going to sit here and sulk.
Well, don't soak too long, man. You got some news to do, man, right after Eric gets started with the first news story. Eric, that's your cue. Right.
First news story is from, RP Gamer. Lane Grissier 1 and 2 remakes have been delayed. Well, I should say remake because it has both of them, but it's been delayed in Japan. Developer Chara Ani has announced a delay of Lane Grissier 1 and 2, and they were scheduled release on February 7th of next year, but now it's, well, barring any further delays, it will be April 18th.
Mm. Okay, well, that's kind of sad news, but hey, it's not like it's going to be forever, so, you know. Mm. Whatever. We got too many games in 2019 to be worrying about Lane Grissier remakes being delayed. I mean, there's tons of shit coming out next year, which I guess we could talk about that in our free-for-all today, but if we have time. All right, Breakman, I know you're sulking, but it's your turn.
Fine, I'll talk about this touchscreen smartwatch ad by Steve Aoki then.
What?
That's what's on here. That's what's on my screen right now. I just a huge fucking ad. I don't know. Is this what this guy's done? He moved on from Journey and now he talks ads or something? anyways, it comes to us live from RPG site. Chocobo's Mystery Dungeon, everybody, will be released in Japan on March 20th. Squinix has announced that Chocobo's Mystery Dungeon, everybody, name, will release in Japan on March 20th, 2019. Yeah, well, duh.
I like how certain.
I want to make a Homestar Runner joke.
Yeah, I like how like every game now is trying to be inclusive of everyone. So they're not even hiding it. It's Chocobo Mystery Dungeon, everybody, with an exclamation point. You know,
so everybody is a remaster of the 2007 roguelike Wii title Final Fantasy Fables Chocobo's Dungeon. It also adds a lot of new content, including the buddy system, which lets a partner character or monster accompany Chocobo during its adventure. Chocobo beats up monsters, sometimes they will drop buddy points, which, if enough are accumulated, will enable to befriend monsters of the same type. Multiplayer is also possible if the system, as the buddy, can also be controlled by a second player in place of the CPU.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
The remaster also adds more new dungeons and new jobs. I love jobs. One of the new jobs added is Alpha, which is based on the Final Fantasy XIV character with the same name. Maximizing Alpha's job level will unlock the Mystery Card ability, which randomly activates one of the 7 learned abilities. Everybody will also add full voiceovers for the Japanese voices. Cid is going to be voiced by the famous voice actor Yuichi Nakamura, while Shirma, the White Mage, will be voiced by Ayaka Sinbongi. Okay. The Moogle Dungeon Hero X and the mysterious boy Raffaello will also be voiced by Maria Naganawa and Yuko Senpai,
yeah,
respectively.
Not too bad, Break. You're starting to learn a little bit on the Japanese names. I wasn't expecting you to read the whole thing, but I'm glad you did because we got a little bit of Japanese name practice in there for you, man. But what do you think, Break, man?
I wonder what the best job for Chocobo would be.
I'm confused. Why are you being nice to me? What's going on here?
Well, you know, I mean, I got to throw in some niceties every great once in a while, man. I mean,
all right, it's the holidays.
It's the holidays. There you go, man.
He's in the holiday spirit. Wow. I'm
Yeah.
about to take advantage of this. Nice, Frank.
You wait till later, buddy. You're gonna think it's like opposite day to day, man. All right, so what do you think? Something you'd be interested in playing with a friend, Breakman?
If that friend is like five, I'm trying to entertain him.
Oh, come on, man. You can have some fun with this. It's like,
This is a kid's game.
he doesn't have a PS4 or a Switch yet.
Yeah, I know. We need to shame him. That's my New Year's resolution, is to shame Break into getting at least a PS4. Maybe on Craigslist or something. You can pick it up on the cheap. But
I have my brother's that he isn't using.
there you go. I don't
He
know.
lives in Columbus.
I agree with you, Break. It looks more of like a kid's game more than anything, but so what?
I played it. It's a fun game.
See?
I haven't finished the Wii version, so maybe this is a good opportunity to just do that.
I'm not saying kids games can't be fun. I mean, Mario games are considered, I mean, for everybody and stuff like that.
It has a mysterious Mule Ranger X in it.
The thing is, like, I kind of agree with you, Break, though, because like the Pokemon games I can't really get into because and it's stupid because I know they're great games. I just can't get into them because I always think of them as like little kid games, and they really
Well, that
aren't.
your brain's broken then.
Will you shut up?
You're
I'm trying to tell
denying
you.
yourself fun because you're worried about what people will think.
I have so many fun. I was looking at my
Maybe he won't enjoy
PlayStationary.
them, though.
That's
You're
true.
assuming then he'll enjoy them. Maybe he won't.
Now, I tried a couple of times, and it's not that I didn't enjoy them. It's just that I'm so far behind when it comes to Pokemon that it doesn't
You
make them
don't need
as
to play
enjoyable.
the other ones, though, to
No,
play enjoy a Pokemon game.
I understand that, Eric, but what I'm saying is I'm looking at my PlayStation and I have like 135 fucking games that I would rather play than Pokemon. And then you go to my Xbox, there's 50 games there. There's now I got one game for the Switch. No, I got a bunch of demos, but
Well, as with anything, you need to make time for something.
well, yeah.
And that sounds more like you're making an excuse to kick the can.
No. I need to make time to play the
No,
games
that's
that
a
I
valid
own.
excuse. We all have a lot of games to play.
Everybody
Well,
has their
like
backlog,
time
man.
is compelling enough that
time
you
is a...
been in an argument, but it still sounds like you're using it as an
No, if
excuse
you
for
want to
what I'm
talk
saying.
compelling, there's nothing compelling about Pokemon for me. So
Well, that's fine.
I've got like 10 other games I could play before Pokemon without even thinking twice about it, man. Like I have
Like
tons of games.
as you're talking, I'm just thinking like I'm playing Mass Effect.
Yeah, Andromeda.
Playing Mass Effect. I'm playing for a while. Meanwhile, I've got new games to play. Like you just bought me that Handsome Jack collection, for instance.
So that
Like
means
I've got a lineup of games to play already.
it's a matter of
So it's kind
priorities.
of like I don't really want to go out and buy a new game. I've got games lined
Yeah,
up.
that's
I
a
mean,
thing.
but. I do want, but then there are new games I want for systems I don't have. Like,
Yeah, I
I
mean
really want to.
that's a thing. Like I like having access to all the systems, like now I even have a game for the Nintendo Switch, which I'll be talking about. Any guesses on that? I'll wait till I'll make
See,
that
I
happen.
wouldn't. I do
I
want a
only
Switch.
I didn't I'm not taking umbrage with like your reasoning, but like your initial reasoning that you gave me, I did
Well,
because you're saying stuff like
you don't have
kids
to.
and stuff like that.
No, what I'm
You don't.
saying,
You don't.
Eric, I
You don't
didn't.
have to like defend it. It's all right. It's a difference of opinion. Like you think he would like it, and he doesn't think he would. And like
No.
it's cool.
Here's the
Just
thing.
solid.
I know they're good
No need to
games. You're
like
sounding
really
apologize.
garbled,
Yeah,
Break,
you're
man.
kind of breaking up, Break. I don't
I
know what's going
am.
on there. Yeah, a
Hold
little
on. Let
bit.
me.
Yeah. But no, to finish my point, Eric, it's not a matter of not liking the games. I liked what I played. Back in the day with the Game Boy Advance and going for the DS and stuff like that. I like what I played, but there's so many games that to me are more compelling. And I like right now I have no Pokemon games, so I'm not going to go out of my way to buy a Pokemon game when I could play 150 other games, literally. So that's the deal. All right, let's move on.
Did I hear somebody clapping in the background?
Yes, you did. That was Bernie. Bernie's clapping in the background. I don't know what she's doing over there. She's giddy.
Fanning
She,
yourself?
I, she's patting herself on the back. I don't know what the hell's going on here. But anyways, let's move on to
I
next.
wonder if it's a high escapade in the making.
Oh boy, no! I got a heist paid for you guys too. You guys are gonna really. I mean, the second half of the show, I think, is gonna be something else. Shut up over there. Jesus Christ. I'm going to kick you out.
No.
All right. Next story comes to us from RPG site. Open world action RPG Outward said to release in March. Deep Silver and Nine Dot Studios are doing what I just said. March 26, 2019 for the PS4, Xbox One, PC. It's been in development for several years, but it was recently picked up by Deep Silver as a publisher. Trailer was released, and I did see this. I don't know if we talked about this before, but I've seen this trailer before, and it looks okay. It looks more of like an everyman's RPG. Like, it's not, you're not like a superhero, you know, you're not, you don't have any super special abilities. You're just an adventurer, which I find lacking in a lot of RPGs. Usually
isn't that kind of what Kingdom Come is, though?
Yeah, Kingdom Come Deliverance was another one like that, but it looks like this one is, you're able to get more exotic items in this one. I'm looking at it now, and I think that's the difference. But like, Kingdom Come Deliverance is more like real life, like back in the day, what it was like to be like a knight or a regular commoner, or, you know, things like that.
This game kind of reminds me of Dark Souls.
Yeah, in a way, I can see that, Eric.
Has anybody played Ashen yet, which is apparently similar?
No, I haven't. You've been playing Ashen, though, I think. And from what
I have not been playing it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Ashen, if I remember, does look like Dark
Souls. I've been playing Bloodborne. That's all I really have been playing.
Okay. All right, so there's this. The key feature of this game, survive in the wild as you explore vast and harsh land. So if you can imagine, basically, like, if you could take Dark Souls mixed with Skyrim, mixed with something else with really not a lot of magic or anything like that, then that's what this game is. Play solo, cooperatively, split-screen locally. Well, that's a nice touch. Ritualistic step-by-step approach to spellcasting. I don't know if I like that, because this is a video game, right? Like
yeah, games, and like, if spells take like over a minute to complete the cast, then yeah, it's kind of worthless in combat.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's like D&D, like you bend the rules in Dungeons & Dragons, so that way when you say you cast something, in reality you're supposed to like take all the materials that you need and do all these incantations and stuff like that, and then you cast it. But that, I mean, that shit doesn't make it fun. Constant auto-saving, which...
It might make more sense if you have to, like, prep it before going to a fight, and then it's ready. Yeah. But, like, in the middle of a fight, that would be useless.
Yeah, it would be totally useless. So you have to kind of live with your decisions, it says. Encounter dynamic defeat scenarios. I don't know what that means. And a unique experience with every playthrough. I mean, unique experience. Like, I think everybody has.
That sounds like code for procedural generation.
Yeah, it does sound like that. But I mean, everybody.
It sounds like the game can end in random ways.
Yeah. All right, Eric, let's move on.
Like, you could lose randomly in this game, is what it kind of sounds like, with encounter dynamic defeat scenarios.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe
like, you're playing through the game, and all of a sudden, like, you didn't kill that one rat. What one
rat?
Or
you died of dysentery. Game
over. Died of dysentery, yeah. You got bit by the rat and forgot to heal yourself.
This is Oregon Trails, the RPG.
That would be awesome, man. I'd play that. All right, here's some exciting news, Eric. Next story.
Next story is coming to us from RPG site, and it's about the next East game.
Yeah.
Falcom announces East 9 Monstrum Nox, set to release PlayStation 4, which I also thought Switch was going to be the platform they were going to develop for first. Hmm. But maybe this game was too far in development by the time they made that decision.
They might be able to port it later. I mean,
so they'll probably do that porting job later.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. So, anything else on this, Eric, or is that...
I need to close Discord. I keep hearing beeps.
I don't hear
like
anything.
Damage.
Yeah.
Well, it's on my end. But, anyways, it says, there's some details on where the plot's going, but, it says, much like the use of the word Lacrimosa in the previous game's title, Monstrum and Nox are words of Latin origin. Monstrum carries meanings such as unnatural, portent, and dread, and is the root word for monster. Another definition is an omen, supernatural being, or object that is an omen or a warning of the will of the gods. Okay. And Nox is more straightforwardly means knight. I already knew that, but I know a bit of Latin. I know my root words, but
There you go. Yeah, okay.
anyways, it says East 8-9 takes place in the place Bardock, which is a gigantic city known as Prison City, and in the Glia Ertlingen region, which makes it sound like it's Scandinavian, but.
And there are some screenshots. I'll pull up some screenshots here. Look pretty nice, man. They're developing this. Looks really good. I mean, no gameplay yet, but I'm totally down. I think there was gameplay earlier that I missed on Game Cross, but yeah, looks all right. All these games are pretty
Maybe
fucking
Adel
good.
will turn into a werewolf or something at some
Ooh,
point.
that would be
I
cool.
don't know.
All right, so nothing else on that. Let's go to you, Breakman. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Life is Strange 2, Episode 2, released January 24th, 2019. Squinix also released a live-action trailer alongside a release date announced, featuring Gonzalo Martin, the voice of Sean Diaz. And
Yeah.
you want me to get into the story?
No, we don't need to go into the story. I have, see, this is another game that I got, Eric. Life is Strange. I haven't even touched it. I mean, I think I played like maybe 5, 10 minutes of it when I first got it, but that's a game that looks really, compelling and good. And so here's another sequel to that game, Life is Strange 2. So I'm looking forward to it. I need to play the first one, and then I have I think, what is it called? Before the Storm. Eric, the
Yeah.
prequel deal. Yeah. So yeah, no, those games are really cool. All right, next story comes to us from RPG Site .net. Destiny Connect gets delayed to March 14th in Japan, and then there's a debut trailer, which I will play right now. I'll go right to the middle of it because it's 3 minutes. What platform is this for, Eric? Because it looks like the Android mascot's in it. I don't know what that's all about, but
It is, I think, a PS4 and Switch title.
yeah, I don't know,
But
man.
it's not the Android it's not the Android mascot, but it looks like it.
Yeah, it looks a lot like the Android mascot. I don't know. I'm trying to find it again, but whatever. Does this look up like this is what we should be getting with PS4? Like, I mean, graphically, like this looks like definitely belongs on the Switch. But PS4,
Well,
I don't
I
know.
think they developed it with the Switch
In
being in
mind.
one of the platforms in mind, so they
Yeah.
probably have to keep it at somewhat of a profile that it can handle.
It's something interesting that I was looking at earlier from Digital Foundry is they were.
You just don't blow up a game just because you can. I mean,
No, I, but
sometimes it's easier just to develop a game for a specific spec
this is okay.
and just keep it that way
Yeah, I
all across the
understand
board.
that. I get it. I get it, Eric. But sometimes, like the PS4 is definitely capable of much, much more. There's the Android guy in orange, orange form and yellow form now. But
And there's other things you have to consider, like data load.
Eric, if you can put a
Maybe the
game.
Switch version will have worse performance at any, like, despite the fact that it looks like the way it does.
Eric, I was looking at Doom on the Switch today, and it looks pretty fucking good.
Well, I heard they put out a new patch and it runs really good, but visually, and yeah, I guess it's impressive from a technical standpoint that
Pretty
a game
fucking
like
impressive.
as looks as good as that run looks. As good as it does on the Switch, but it still doesn't hold a candle to the other
Well, yeah,
versions.
I understand that because it doesn't have the horsepower. There's no question, but man, dude, like. We gotta be expecting more. Like, either Nintendo's gotta step up his game and get and like.
Also, this is another edition of Frank is a graphics whore.
Oh, shut your mouth, Eric, you son of a bitch. Next story, you son of a bitch.
Next story is Summer Pockets. Which is a strange name for a visual novel. Keys Summer Pockets iOS version appears. Android and Nintendo Switch ports announced.
Okay, do we know what this game is about, Eric?
It says you can get the game in Japan on iTunes right now, but you can play through Shiroha's story for free, but must pay for the other chapters. Just try before you buy, which single routes are usually around 850, so about 960 yen each. But or you could pay about $36 for 1,000 yen to get the full game.
For a fucking iOS game? Jesus Christ,
Well,
man.
it's a visual novel. Visual novels are pricey.
Yeah, and especially over in Japan. Like, they do way better in Japan, I think. But yeah, that's I'm sure that price will
And
come
like
down a bit.
usually the price tag indicates how long it is, so it's probably over 30 hours long.
Oh wow, that would be definitely worth it if it was 30 hours. That's crazy good. So that's something to look forward to. Anything else on that, Eric?
I'm wondering why they didn't release it on both smartphone platforms. But whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
It's like we're doing the iOS version now and then the other one later along with the Switch version.
Yeah. All right.
They probably just figured, yeah, let's skip the PS4 because Sony might make us change things
Yeah,
if we
exactly.
do.
All
Because
right.
Sony's crazy nowadays.
All right, Break, you're next. I'm gonna play a little bit of this music while you're running through.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Squinix's next jazz album has music from Nier, FF, Saga Mana, and Chrono Trigger. Square Enix jazz.
Oh,
Hey, so it's out. There you go. It
the
has
you're
this
kind of
list of
break.
games: Chrono Trigger,
I
Final
think your
Fantasy,
connection
Final.
sucks, Break.
Yeah, Break, you're breaking up again, bud.
All right, you want to hang up on me and call me back
Yeah, I'll
then?
hang up on you. We'll listen to some of this soundtrack while I do that, Eric. Or a break. Let me hang up on you. If I can hang up on Break, I
Break's
will.
broken internet connection.
Yeah,
He's
I'm gonna
hanging up.
hang up on you too, Eric. I'll get you guys right on back. We'll listen to a little jazz interlude while I get these guys back online. Let's see. Let me get both of these guys back. Let's add Breakman first. What do you say? Yeah, I do not want you to start singing. That would not be cool. Gotta listen to the Calypso music from Skype. That's awesome. Do we have you back?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, you
Yeah,
sound fine.
let's add Eric RPG back to the. We were listening to some jazz music, and then all of a sudden it went blank. I don't know what's going on here. But let's see if we can get Eric RPG back while we wait. So what do you think? It sounded kind of jazzy. It sounded kind of cool. Some Chrono Cro or Chrono Trigger, Final Fantasy shit. Eric, you should be back on. Oh, are you back? Ooh, I don't know what that was all about. Let's see if we still got. Yep, okay, we're good there. We're good there. We're good to go. Let's move on to the next story. We were listening to some jazz, and then it just totally cut out. It says Compile Heart's official virtual
Yes,
YouTuber.
Square really hates us.
Yeah.
Stop playing our music.
I guess, man. You know, I get copyright notices more from Bamco Namdai than anybody else. It's fucking weird. Compile
And we
Heart.
don't even pronounce their names right.
I
Jesus.
know. What the hell? Maybe that's why they're pissed off because we don't say their name right. Sorry, Namco Bandai. Anyways,
Just tell them I'm stupid.
you're not stupid, man. Compile Heart's official virtual YouTuber, Isle Heart, gets her own game, Super Isle Heart Quest. So there was a tease announcement, and it doesn't have. Oh, it comes. Let's see. Dengeki provides us a first look and a teaser. Oh no, that's Dengeki Neptune Volume 4, Nero Neptune Special Magazine that comes out tomorrow in Japan. So it contains some information about
Well,
Isle
it's
Heart. So,
already out now based on the date of the article.
it doesn't seem like it is out yet. So,
But today is the 21st. The article is in the 29th.
yeah, but.
Or the 19th, sorry.
But it says more information would have been in that book, so I don't see a date on this at all. So I do not think it's out yet.
No,
Unless
I'm not talking about the game. I'm talking about, like, the info.
Oh yeah, well I don't have any update on that unless you do, Eric.
No.
All right, next story.
Next story is from Silicon Era. Silly string. But Sega Game Gear RPG Moldorion gets a fan translation. And it says, Moldorian, the Sisters of Light and Darkness was a Sega Game Gear RPG that was released back in 1994 in Japan. It's all released overseas. But thanks to fan translator group, the Majin Zenki. And it says, let's see, it was released alongside games like Final Fantasy VI and Earthbound. And it looks like it's pushing the hardware to its limits because most Game Gear games don't look this good.
Well, and the screen can't generate, like, even if they did look this good, like, the screen looks like such shit that how could you tell?
Yeah. Yeah. I never played this. Where's Dungeon Buster when you need him? I bet you Dungeon played this game, Moldorian.
I mean, this game apparently has something similar to the ATV system.
Okay, that sounds cool. I'm down. I like old
and
school
it has, and it features music by Hitoshi Sakamoto,
yeah.
Which I think sounds interesting on the game here.
Yeah. But, all right, cool deal. Anything else
so,
we need to know?
So something well known, quite well known about the game is the ability to become near broken in the early game through the use of common herbs and mooks that increase your MP cap, getting the strongest weapons in a short amount of time.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah. Why not?
Oh, and getting, sorry.
Why not? Why not?
Yeah, right. I think Sword of Vermillion for the Genesis was similar, where you could just, like, exploit make use of two exploits to buy something really cheap and just boost your stats to ridiculous levels without having to level up your character.
Yeah. I remember that game, I think.
I wonder how they missed that in playtesting.
You know what? That's a good question.
Maybe they were like, let's leave it in because some people may not want to grind anymore past this point. So.
Yeah, they're probably like, we'll show mercy on him. We'll leave a
plus
glitchy.
The game plays like garbage anyway. So it's like their mission is like, okay, we know that this gameplay sucks, so we're just going to get you strong enough so that you don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, exactly. All right, break next story, please.
Not coming like story, to the game is very good, though, so it's like, right. Don't play Sword of Vermillion.
Yeah. All right.
Coming to us live from Silken Era, Song of Memories console debut delayed until 2019.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun.
You want to read the little middle thing? Why? I mean, it's like
we are very sorry to announce that Song of Memories will be delayed till 2019. While we had hoped to bring you the game this year, we have seen unexpected development issues that are not related in any way to the platform holders. We are doing our best to bring you a game as early as possible, and we will communicate a release date in the new year. Wow, that is an honest...
I wonder if the game has lots of scripting errors. That's why they need to fix.
I like that.
Wow,
see,
like,
why...
we found there's problems with our game. Sorry,
yeah,
we're still working
why,
on it. Like,
why...
Jesus Christ, that's one of the most honest statements I've
that,
heard.
And you know what? Gamers probably appreciate that break. Like,
I do.
I do, too.
It.
You know, if Bethesda came and said... before 76 came out, and they said, you know what?
A game that obviously should not be out yet.
Absolutely. And they said, you know what? We have the alpha. We appreciate everybody that you know, helped us in the alpha, but we've got tons of bugs to work through, a lot of development issues, and we'll be back in maybe 3 months. You know, and then, I mean, people would be forgiving. We're a forgiving group of people, gamers.
Yeah,
think,
like
you know?
A lot of them. There are a lot of people that will bitch.
Well, I think the only reason
they
made
the
statement.
Yeah.
I think the only reason they made the statement though is because they specifically specified it wasn't because Sony made us change some stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's like because that would be the first thing people would think about since like it is a visual novel and it does have fan service-y elements. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, whatever. I mean, at least they gave you an honest, straightforward answer, and you know, instead of the other BS, we just want to make sure the game is, blah, you know, what? Just say that there's problems and you're fixing them. We understand, you know. All right, let's move
exactly.
on. Let's move
the
on.
The PC version's out now. If you don't care about playing it on a console,
yeah. Let's move on to Senran Kagura, Burst Renewal. I like how they do renewal will appear in January 2019 in Europe, and there's an update. So
North America and Europe, so it's like Why'd you specify Europe
I know,
specifically?
that's kind of weird. And then they say the same thing, North America in January 20, whatever. Release dates were revealed in the trailer, which I'm playing right now. Spends almost 2 minutes going over the remake's features, pointing out elements like the 12 playable characters, two storylines in English and French localizations. So there you go. Oh, why do they say January 22nd, 2018? I think they mean 2019. So there you go. 2019, we're getting Senran Kagura Burst Renewal. So there's a bunch of characters, stuff like that.
Although, if you want to use the very not so intimate intimacy mode, because it's more like you're a creeper who's molesting him,
Ooh.
but you get the PC version, you sick bastards.
Yeah, you sick fucks. All right, which is what 90% of our audience, man. All right, let's move.
Sick freaks, like where's Chaos? Freak Five Chaos,
Yeah,
where is he?
where is Freak Five, and where's Dungeon when you need him? Every time I need that son of a bitch, he's not here.
Wayland's not even here. Is everybody doing Christmas thing?
I have no idea. We got like Banana
Are they
Nan
all
in
watching
here.
Bumblebee or Aquaman?
Probably. They're probably like, fuck this show. Let's go watch Aquaman, which I probably don't blame them. Banana Nananin is in there. Commander Root. Feel the Burny is in there. Skinny Seahorse Local. Tade underscore underscore. So thanks to you guys for joining. The usuals aren't here. Weird. All right. Let's. Where did that. What happened to my soundboard? I don't know.
Yeah,
All
there's no fan service in this game at all.
right. Yeah, nothing at all. No nips protruding from girls' shirts or anything
Yeah,
like
like
that.
there's nothing that's just overly massive, way bigger than it would probably need to be,
Yeah,
even.
no, not, none of
Yeah.
that. I'm glad you've caught that, break. I'm happy you.
I don't even know if I'd
Honestly.
call these girls. I don't even know if I'd call these girls chest breasts because they're more like balloons.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on to
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
Homie Discounts. They're having a huge sale. The sales on the PlayStation are virtually the same as week one. I think they're doing week one, week two, and
It's
week
just
three.
like there's more stuff.
There's a couple more things. I know that Red Dead got a small discount. I think it was like either a 5-10% discount on the deluxe versions. Let me look here.
Maybe week three will have more better stuff.
Yeah, maybe. Let me go back to the play. I was kind of disappointed in week two. The week one had a bunch of things. I know I picked up Virginia, I think it was, for like $3 or $4. Bunch of cheap games on there. So I was rather happy with what I got the first week, which are they're still around. So let me see if I can find any more deals for y'all. No, these are just the deals. I wish they would do this a little differently. Like on the like if you're on a computer and you're trying to look at deals on the PlayStation Store, it's kind of hard. Like I don't but anyways, there was like half off of Battlefield 5, which I hear is doing terribly at just do it not so well. If you're looking at Xbox games, it looks like Battlefield is also getting almost a 50% discount if you have gold. Forza Horizon 4 standard for 40 $38.99. That's not terrible. Call of Duty Black Ops for $44.99. Red Dead Redemption's getting a 5% discount, which isn't much, but hey, pays for taxes. Just Cause 4 standard edition's getting
I
a
just found the most useless article for the Nintendo Switch eShop deals because it doesn't tell you what the deals are.
Yeah, let me finish with this, and then I'll get to Nintendo here, Eric. $47.99 for Soul Calibur 6. Shadow of the Tomb Raider's getting a 50% off discount if you're a gold member, so you can pick that up for $29.99. Which I would probably recommend getting Tomb Raider for the Xbox as opposed to the PS4. Origins, Assassin's Creed Origins for 30. Mortal Kombat XL for $6.60. That's a heck of a deal.
Oh yeah, that's a good game.
That's a great game. I got it on the PlayStation, but that's very tempting to get it on the Xbox with that price. But and Monster Hunter's getting a discount, so is Far Cry 5. As far as Nintendo games, the only I saw a couple of interesting titles. I think Diablo got like a 10 or $15 discount was down to like 40 something. Oh, here it is. It's $39.59, which is a pretty good deal. That game just came out on the
Switch. I wonder if I should go for that, because
$40, not bad deal, dude. I would probably.
It is a game I wouldn't mind getting digitally, though, because it's something I'd probably just want quick access to all the time.
Yeah.
And never delete it from my hard drive or whatever.
Yeah. It's a great game. I had it for the what did I have it for? I think I had it for the Xbox, and it's a good game.
Like, I did get a $25 Giant Eagle gift card for Christmas, so I could go to the Giant Eagle and get, like, a Nintendo eShop card or something.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of indie sales on the Nintendo Switch, so go for it. All right, let's move on to...
Twitter comments.
Any Twitter comments, Brink? Nothing? Yeah.
Here's a deal. Battle Chef Brigade. Battle Chef Brigade is $12. Fury is $10.
Yeah.
That's not a bad game, and it's just kind of too hard for its own good, I think.
Hey, but, Brink, are there...
I'm sorry. I had to mute myself because there was a cat on me who... was falling off, and she decided she didn't want to fall, so...
So she grabbed onto you?
I decided I didn't want to scream into the mic.
That would have been... EX9.
I managed to not actually scream, though, so I didn't really need to mute myself. But,
Battle Chaser Night Warriors is 24. Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy is 26. And Monster Hunter Generations is 15, although you could get the Switch version, which is probably a better choice.
I swear she thinks I'm a tree.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She can just grab on, you know, and pull herself up or stuff.
That's like, cats for you, man. That's cats for you. All right.
You look like a big break?
Yeah. All right.
No, not really.
Are cats colorblind, though?
I believe that is true. Anyways, anything on Twitter, break?
No.
Okay, nothing on Twitter. So.
I'm proud of myself for not yelling.
Yeah, that's cool. So,
we're crying.
Inquiring minds want to know.
What have you been playing, Brake?
I'm trying not to cry.
Clawed by Kitty.
Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah.
I got to play a little bit more of that this week. I got to play a lot more this week than I did last week.
Yeah, you enjoying that still? Yeah.
It's buggy, but it's not buggy to the point where it's like, okay, I can't play it. Like, it's stupid visual errors and there have been like missions that haven't triggered properly.
Yeah,
that's one that irritates the shit out of me when I have to exit out and reload the game to get it to work.
Why have they not?
I've only had that once though. So
why have they not been doing like 15 patches on that fucking game, man? Like seriously,
They're done with it. They've moved on. Like they consider it a failure and they've dropped Mass Effect for a while.
Yeah,
you know?
I understand that, but you've got fans that are like yourself that are still playing that fucking game.
I don't disagree with you, but I'm saying from their perspective, they're not making any more money on it. They're done with it.
Ugh, assholes, man. Like
that's EA.
That's like the people that like are doing the Doom patches. Like they really care about their customers. They just released a patch that you know affects performance and other little things. I wish they would have looked harder at Mass Effect and really did that. But whatever. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
No. No.
All right, Eric.
No.
All right, Eric. You. What have you been playing?
I've been playing more Bloodborne, pretty much just that, and Psychedelic of the Ashen Hawk.
Yeah.
And played a little bit more of Y2K.
Yeah. All right. That's healthy. I think I beat all you guys this week, though. Of course, I played MP.
I need to get the review out over the weekend, along with a couple other ones I still need to write.
There you go.
But I think I need to play Y2K just a bit more.
Yeah. Played a little MPQ, of course. Doom, Hollow Knight, Pillars of the Earth, which I'll be doing a quick review of later. King Oddball, I'm getting further and further in that game. I'm getting close to getting a platinum in that game, if you can believe it. Observer, I just started today. I don't have much to say except it reminds me a lot of Blade Runner. It even has Rutger Hauer as the voice of the protagonist in it. So I mean,
I think it's so weird that Observer was developed by Bloober Team, whose first game was the least impressive thing I've ever seen, and it almost felt like a scam when it first launched. That they even changed the name at some point to try to salvage it.
What?
It was called Brawl, but I forget. It was called Basement Crawl at first.
So.
One of the worst reviewed games I've ever wrote for Totally GN.
Yeah.
It's almost as bad as Haunted House, Cryptic Graves.
Yeah. I don't have much to say about Observer just yet because I haven't played a lot of it. Goat Simulator. That's an interesting game. It's buggy as fuck, but I think it's intentional. Jurassic Park Evolution. I was watching Bernie play a little bit of Jurassic Park Evolution. Graphically, it looks really good. It's not one of my favorite types of games. Like I was telling Bernie, I have to be more action oriented than management wise. Like I unless it's an RPG and I can do that type of stuff. But these park management / sim games, like I just can't get into. But it looks interesting. Looks fun and. You know, looking forward to watching her play more of that. And, you guys, I got my first ever Switch game. Any guesses, Break? Any guess?
Mario.
No, not Mario.
Smash Brothers?
Not Smash Brothers. Not Smash Brothers.
Zelda.
Zelda. I got Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Courtesy of Bernie for Christmas, so... I'll be playing a heck of a lot of Zelda because that game is, man, is it fun? It looks really good. It plays well. What can you say? It's a fantastic entry into the Zeldaverse. So, did that game came out last year, right, Eric? Or did it come out this year?
Yeah. It came out last year along with the Switch.
Yeah. I figured as much. All right. So that's what I've been playing. So let's move on to reviews. Break, did you have any reviews this week?
No.
Okay, Eric, you have a couple of reviews. Let's make these quick because, man, there's tons of reviews.
Okay, I watched The House with a Clock on its Walls, which is...
Every house has a clock on its walls.
No, like it's a very specific clock.
In its walls, it says, not on its walls.
Oh, in its walls. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Creepy.
Yeah.
What's that clicking noise?
It is, I think, the adaptation of the first book in a series of books, children's books.
Yeah.
Like, children, / horror, / mystery.
Yeah, like Goosebumps books.
Yeah, but it's also kind of like Harry Potter, though, because there's magic involved. And this kid, gets... taken in by his uncle after his parents die in a car crash, and he goes to live with him, and he discovers that he's actually I guess you could say is he they say warlock, but when I think of warlock I think of like someone who practices magic for the
for real. How cliche is it? A kid's parents dies, he goes to live with his evil uncle or aunt.
They're not cliche. Evil.
Oh, not evil. Oh, yeah,
There's the twist. All right.
So I guess he's a magician, like a true magician. But he basically tries to hide this spectrum, but he basically stumbles upon his magic use, and then he has to explain it, the whole deal, and then he decides to teach them the ways of magic, and stuff happens, and then a villain shows up. I'm trying to be vague, but
good.
It's an okay kids movie. Yeah. I don't know if the book's supremely better, but I think it was a decent enough movie on its
the
own.
The books usually are better.
And yeah. Jack Black does a good job being Jack Black, I guess.
Yeah. The only reason that I won't go see this is because it's directed by Eli Roth, and But anyways, what are you giving The House with the Clock in its Walls, Eric?
I'm going to give it a 7.
All right. That's pretty decent. Pretty decent. All right. And then you have another review, Eric.
Bumblebee, which is the movie I had to see because of a coin flip that we did last week.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And And I'm surprised it is as good as it was, because we all know how the Michael Bay movies turned out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was still the producer of this movie.
Oh,
so
dear Lord.
Well, listen, producer is an overrated thing. Producer basically means they're paying for the movie.
Yeah, but they have final say on a lot.
They have some say in the movie, like, it basically as the person who's paying for it, but usually the producers aren't involved. Usually they give their money and maybe they show up on set once or twice, but usually they're not.
Then again, it's not hard to be a good movie when your last movie was complete and utter train wreck. It was probably the worst Transformers movie of all five of them.
Yeah.
So the only bad thing about this movie is that if it doesn't succeed, we may not see more. But I mean, we'll probably see more, at least one more. But
it's getting trampled by Aquaman, man. Any way you look at it, like, I'm looking at the numbers for Friday, like, it's today, and it's getting trampled. It's getting like it. I think it's
this
gonna...
might be the case of like too little, too late, and just really bad timing.
Yeah.
Plus, Aquaman's got a huge marketing push.
Yeah, yeah, really,
like a bigger one than really a lot of any. It's one that I haven't seen for a while, as far as like the
it's
size.
Like,
of
yeah,
it.
Yeah. The movie does take place in 1987, which is significant because that was the year that the Transformers movie came out.
Yeah.
Hey, it looks like Glitty's in chat. What's up, Glitty? Anyways, go ahead.
The idea I get of Bumblebee is basically this: is hey, everybody that didn't. Everybody who liked the Transformers as a kid but hated Michael Bay, here's this.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Wow.
And I will say that, like, there are a couple things from the Bay 5, I'm calling them, that are left in for the stupid consistency's sake. Where, like Bumblebee losing his voice and having to use the radio to substitute his voice box.
Oh, dear Lord, man. They didn't change that.
Why
did
they do that?
Yeah. I always thought that was dumb. Like, that's the stupidest thing. You have these...
They had that in one of the cartoons where he lost his voice, and then at the end of the cartoon, they gave him his voice back, and then...
Yeah.
They did, like, a follow-up cartoon where he's, like, you know, obviously has his voice now because they're like, okay, we did that for a while, but that's time to move on.
But,
that's probably one of those things.
Another holdover from the other Bay movies is, well, most specifically from the first Transformers movie, is Bumblebee turning into a Camaro at the end. Spoiler.
Oh, boy.
But I get to the idea that those were things that probably Michael Bay himself stepped in and said, hey.
Were there a lot of explosions?
Bumblebee shouldn't talk. Okay, Mr. Payne.
Oh, we need the big Camaro because we need that product placement dollars.
Oh, God.
Yeah, something like that, too.
Is there a lot of explosions in this movie?
No, not nearly as much.
Oh, thank you,
Jesus.
In fact,
there are only two villains, and they're like, typical Decepticon grunts. They don't even have names, I think.
Good.
Oh, they actually, they do have names, and I forget what they were.
They have names, but I think they're only mentioned once, so if you don't catch them the first time, you don't know who they are.
Yeah. Alright, so what do you
unless you've read up on that before you saw the movie.
So, what are you giving Bumblebee, Eric?
I'm giving it an 8.5.
Oh, wow. That's definitely better than any of the previous entries in the Transformers. So I might see this when it comes out. I'm going to pull a...
Also, there's this one really joke in the movie that, like, makes me go... It's not a joke if you have to make a joke about a joke. And especially when the joke is about an old internet meme from, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's been played out already.
Yeah. All right, any final thoughts on Bumblebee, Eric, before I go into my litany of reviews here?
Another thing about the movie is that it feels like it's bloated because, like, it has the plot of, like, it's supposed to probably be a pilot for, like, the rest of the series, but who knows if that will happen. But, like, it's something that could have probably been resolved in the length of a TV episode, or at least two TV episodes, so an hour. But this is 2 hours and 21 minutes. Why?
Oh, God. Yeah, that's something that I need to talk about.
It does drag on a little too much in the beginning.
I need to talk about that with Venom, so I guess I'll just transition into my Venom review. I don't have much to add. I think you did a really bang up job. I think it was you, Eric, that did the Venom review.
Venom.
Oh, you haven't? Then who else here has seen Venom? Was it you, Brickman?
Bad memory today.
No, I have bad memory every day. Let's see. Well, anyways, let me just go into my Venom review.
Venom next week.
Venom is not good. It is. There are some core ideas for Venom that are really fantastic, but again, you said Bumblebee drags on at the beginning. That's the same case with Venom. I felt like they could have got rid of like 20 to 30 minutes of that movie and been okay. But the other problem is weak villain, weak script. The script is super weak. I'm wondering if they did probably 15, 20 rewrites to the script, because the script is pretty choppy and awful. It's probably one of the worst scripts for a movie that I've seen in a long time. I think.
Damn, that says a lot.
Yeah, it's the scripting. Like, Tom Hardy does his best with what he has, and he's fantastic in the movie. All the other actors are pretty good. That aside, it's a very average movie, so I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10. I don't recommend. I mean, I might recommend watching it, like, if you catch it on Cinemax or something. I wouldn't even recommend going to the Redbox. And usually, I'm like, I'll give something a flyer on Redbox.
Maybe,
you know?
I should rent it anyways. And if it's like horrifically bad for me, then I could give it an epic slamming review, like I did with Ghost Rider.
It's not that bad. It's not Ghost Rider bad. Like I said, Tom Hardy is alone worth watching the movie for. The special effects are pretty good. I rather enjoyed the special effects. I really wish that there was a scene in the movie with one of the villains. I don't want to give too much away, where they use a specialized weapon that another very prominent villain in the Spider-Man universe uses, that I thought was kind of blowing their load, so to speak, on the other villain when they get around to making that movie, hopefully. But I don't know. I just didn't think it was worth it.
I think this was a hit, right?
It was a huge hit, and
they are definitely making a sequel.
I don't understand why, because it was really... there was no substance to it. Like things just boom happen and that's it. You know, it's like, what the fuck is going on? You know, they tried to do their best.
Maybe they could soft reboot the sequel to like kind of nix some of the things that happened in the first movie, but still reference other things.
Yeah. I I would highly recommend not watching it at the theater for sure, but just maybe picking it up at the Redbox at most, but just wait to see it on HBO or Cinemax or something like that. Next review I have is for a fantastic movie called Bohemian Rhapsody. It is the biopic of Queen. They do take some licenses with some of the facts, of, like any biopic does.
Well, yeah, I heard like they whitewashed it a lot. It's like, when I heard that, I was like, maybe I shouldn't even see this now.
No, it's really good, Eric. It's worth, to me, like, we did we saw Spider-Verse, right?
Into like the glossing over the fact that the main character in the movie, the real person, had very big personal problems.
Freddie Mercury, you're talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they glossed over some of that, and that was like my one small gripe. I really wish they would have delved into it. They didn't shy away from his sexuality and stuff, which I found rather surprising and good for the good of the movie. But I highly recommend watching it.
Is it still in theaters?
It's still in theaters. I don't know for how long. It might be at the cheapy theaters by now, but it's the number.
I might have to just wait, because
it's the number one biopic of all time.
I want to see Creed 2, and I only have room for that and Aquaman next week at most.
Yeah, I want to see Creed 2. We almost made it a triple feature, quadruple feature, but I didn't have the time to make it a quadruple feature. You know, via time warp into after you see, you know, have you ever done that break? Like, you see one movie and then, like, there's nobody, like, around, and you're like, I just might happen to.
You know, the saddest part about my Bumblebee. The saddest thing about my Bumblebee viewing is that, like, there were only about 6 other people there when we saw it.
Yeah, well, no, you haven't done that, Breakman. Yeah,
no.
Neither have I. I have never done that.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I didn't even do it with the Bohemian Rhapsody. So, you know.
Right. But what happened to be after Bohemian Rhapsody?
We didn't. There was a chance we could have saw Creed 2 or The Mule, and I didn't see either. So, therefore, I don't have a review of either one of those. But Bohemian Rhapsody is an excellent movie by any stretch of the imagination. If Rami Malek does not win for Best Actor, I'm done watching the Oscars. For the movies that I've seen this year, I've seen a ton of great movies. And next week we're going to go over our movies of the year.
What's WPP, by the way?
You're going to have to ask Bernie for that. I'll leave that up to her. But let me finish. Bohemian Rhapsody is an excellent movie. It did take some license with some of the facts, like I said, but very minor offense for that movie. I'm giving it a 9 out of 10. I highly recommend watching it. It's one of those movies that the music is just so good. From Bohemian Rhapsody to We Will Rock You to, I mean, all these different iconic songs that Queen has. It's a rousing movie and a very emotional ride. So it's one that you will stand up and cheer and also cry at the same time. It was really, really good. The next movie, as I mentioned, is Into the Spider-Verse. Into the Spider-Verse is one of the greatest superhero movies I have ever seen, bar none. Animated, live action, it doesn't matter. It is a great movie. Eric hit on something very interesting. It's the only very minor problem I had with the movie. I'm not going to go over the plot. It's basically 5 or 6 Spider-Verses converging into one, and it was fantastic. I can't say enough about the movie. Although I don't really want to spoil anything, the only problem I had, Eric kind of picked it out with his review of the Spider-Verse. It seemed like the frame rate was choppy on purpose in certain spots, and I found that a little jarring. And I wish it wasn't that way. I wish it was just not as frame ratey issue as what it had in certain spots. But other than that, it was a perfect movie. Go see it. I want to see more of these movies. 9.5 out of 10. I took the 0.5 for that distracting little, frame rate issue thing that I'm talking about. And you'll know when you see it. But it, in every respect, the story, the script, the voice acting, for the most part.
And please stay for the post-credit scene.
The post-credit scene is one of the funniest, best post-credit scenes of all time. It's a wonderful movie. And if you're not seeing it, you're doing yourself a disservice.
You'd have to really be a huge Spider-Man nerd to know what exactly is going on, too. Otherwise, it'll be lost on you.
You'll still laugh. It's a funny scene for sure. But it's a great movie. If you are a superhero fan, and also surprisingly, the one thing I will say about this movie, it's also kind of an emotional journey. Surprisingly so. I highly recommend seeing it. Breakman, take Mrs. Breakman over Christmas to see it, man. It's a great movie. Great, great movie.
Yeah. She a fan of comic books?
I don't know. Maybe. I think there's plenty for everybody in this movie. I mean, you're getting one heck of a fucking ride with this movie if you go see it. I highly recommend watching it. All right, and then I have one real quick review.
I wonder if we can get the Hobo Spider-Man skin in Spider-Man.
Yeah. One more real quick review I have for you guys. It's Pillars of the Earth. This is Ken Follett's, based on Ken Follett's novels of the same name. It's kind of Game of Thrones light. Like if you took Game of Thrones and you took the sex out and took a lot of the action out, you'd have Pillars of the Earth. But it's kind of a point and click type adventure. It does have a compelling story, which kept me playing. It's more of a drama.
Is this something on the PS4?
Yeah, you can get a PS4 or the Xbox, I believe.
PC?
Or PC. I might do the PC version because this version...
I wonder if it'll be a Switch version at some point.
I don't know. It might even be on the Switch. But it's compelling. I wouldn't pay full price for it by any stretch. I think I got it for $8 at GameStop at one point. But it was a nice change of pace.
It has a retail release?
Yeah, it has a retail release. You can find it at GameStop. I might even send you the copy if you send me shipping, Eric. I mean, I played it and beat it. I'm not going back to the game. But anyways...
I could sell it for you, too.
Yeah, you could do that. I like it quite a bit, but I'm not willing to say that it's a full-price type game or anything like that. It's a good change of pace. If you're somebody that needs a break from the first-person shooters or... the intensity of an RPG, or you just want to experience a story, then it's a decent diversion. So I give it a 7 out of 10. I liked it quite a bit. So that's my review of Pillars of the Earth.
Yeah. I'm surprised I haven't heard many people talking about it.
Yeah, it's not. I think when it came out to not a lot of fanfare. There is a series that was on Stars. I think it only ran one season for Pillars of the Earth, but it's compelling. I mean, it's got a good story. It's kind of choose your own adventure type story. You're going to end up probably at the same place that I ended up at the end of the story. It's not one of those huge branching, you know, dialogue type.
It's a Telltale deal.
It's sort of like a Telltale game. Yeah, it's not the same people. It's from Daedalic Entertainment.
Yeah, they do good work though.
But it's along those lines, just without the super pretty, you know, stylistic, cel-shaded graphics. So, I would recommend playing it for sure. All right, let's move on to Heiscapades. Eric, it looks like... Break! Looks like you might have a Heiscapade.
I have one that is actually related to the Stinko, so let me go ahead and state what the Stinko is.
Okay.
My Stinko goes to the Porch Pirates.
Yes. Okay, I've seen this. This is great.
The package pilferers.
Yes. And the reason that this isn't new, but this year it's been on like a huge increase in it, and you know, these people are going into other people's houses and just taking their shit. Like what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Back in my day, we used to rob from corporate. I mean,
Yeah. We get it. Yeah, we get
but,
it.
You know, it's a shitty practice. But like I said, there are two reasons I brought it up. One is because it's on the increase this year. The other one is so I could do this Heiscapades. And you're probably going to have to skip ahead because first part of this video is him designing his trap.
Yes. Okay. I've seen this. This is fantastic. Go right ahead, Break. I'll let you do it.
My shit, huh?
Yeah.
But... yeah, basically an engineer who worked for NASA at one point, helped design a rover and shit like that, had some packages stolen, so he decided to get even because, first he actually went to the police, and as useless as the police are, they told him they had other things to do. So, and he mentions that in the video. Yeah. So he decided to get even, and he devised a trap.
Yeah.
He designed a package to look like a package, and he filled it with a can of fart spray and glitter.
Yes, the really fine glitter that's really hard to get out of your clothes and whatnot. Yes.
Yes, and Frank will show you, as everybody in chat can see, none of them, just Glitty and Bernie.
Yeah.
Nobody else has showed up. But for them, they get to see some pretty funny reactions to this because the guy who designed it was genius enough to put cameras inside of it. So, yes. And a GPS. So he could not only tape the reactions of the criminals getting blasted with glitter,
yep.
But he could go back and get his box again and reuse it.
Yeah, and so, it was ingenious too because there was a charging port at the very bottom of it that you could charge it without having to open the package. So, really ingenious way of doing things. But yeah, go right ahead.
And also contact the police.
Yeah, Well, I don't think they contacted the police because the police, like Brake said, they're not going to do anything. But the punishment is pretty awesome.
The police were fucking useless at this point. Like, they don't get a package that people get, and you can see in the video it's playing in chat right now. There's like the GPS map of where his thing is. Mm-hmm. He goes back to retrieve it, and then he plays the video, and there are several videos of him messing with people.
And then
it's glorious because they get what they deserve.
They get what they deserve, but I like how they got pissed off that that's what happened to them when they stole something. Like, really? What if it was like a fucking like filled with liquid and blood? You know, I mean, he's just doing it
Yeah, exactly. What if like my parents, for instance, get a lot of stuff shipped, like medical stuff, like, you know, that they need.
Yeah.
Last thing they need is some asshole just walking up on their porch and walking away with something that they need.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's not just my parents, and lots of older people, and lots of people, younger people too.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of people that need things delivered, not just it isn't just Game Boys.
Usually
and
if you
shit.
Steal a package, you should know what's in the package.
Well, yeah, exactly. But which you never know. I mean, come on.
No, they just walk. These porch pirates, they see a package.
Are these people just
kleptomaniacs
or something?
Yeah, they're hoping to get like Christmas presents. This is the time of year where people send a lot of shit via, you know. But the problem is like what you said, Brake. Like my father, for instance, he's a diabetic and he gets his medical supplies via the mail. So if somebody steals that shit, I mean,
that could be life threatening to your father.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and plus he doesn't have like Medicaid, which isn't the greatest insurance in the world.
Right.
You know, so if something gets stolen from here, it's a big hassle. Like, he's had that shit happen before. Not necessarily stolen, but like the wrong things come in the mail, and then like mm-hmm. to get like his life saving insulin. Like, you can't imagine the shit that you have to go through to get that. I mean, it's impossible. But yeah, that's a great one, Brake. I appreciate you bringing that up, because that I saw that video and I thought it was funny as fuck too. So
yeah, I thought our listeners would enjoy it, but
yeah,
showed up. So.
Yeah,
Glitty and Bernie.
Glitty and Bernie. Well, I think
get to enjoy it. Look, that reaction right there. Like, they added. For people who can't see it because nobody else is watching it, but
apparently
us.
Apparently, they're making crafts with glitter glue.
Yeah,
they've added like quotes to the video, and at one point, we see one guy get blasted with it, and they had the quote, "Contemplating life choices." As he just stands there and stares, like,
"Yeah,
what just happened?"
Yeah, it's really, really good. It's a fantastic.
Where can you get the fart gas?
Oh, you can pick that up at like
Spencer's.
Spencer's might have it, you know, places like that. So, yeah, you can pick that up.
I haven't seen a store for a while. You might have to get it online.
You can get online for sure. I mean, you can get anything online, you know. So
I used to have that stuff all the time when I was younger.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that people probably complained.
Glitty's got glitter glue, speaking of glitter, all over her fingers. I wonder what she was doing, stripper. Anyways, all right, my high-scapade real quick. Have you guys ever heard the term bonering?
I heard boners.
Okay.
No, boners.
Does this have to do with that kid in Growing Pains, the best friend named Boner?
No. It's...
Oh. Like, that was the only funny joke in the entire show.
Yeah, it kind of has to do with what you think it would have to do, though. It definitely has to do with boners. But anyways, I'm sitting... trust me, guys, I didn't have a boner during all this, so you don't have to worry. There's going to be nothing.
Really,
boners.
So, anyways, Bernie
we'll just
and
call the segment TMI.
Yeah, exactly. basically, you know, after a very good night of indulging in certain things that I love to indulge in, like all the time. We were laying watching, I believe we were watching a movie. And so Bernie's laying next to me and she's like, oh my. And she's like looking at like towards my crotch area, you know, just kind of surveying everything. And she's like,
no, I know what bonering is. It's basically the sequel to The Happening.
So basically she's looking and she goes, are you bonering? I'm like, what in the world are you talking? And she's like, do you have a boner? I'm like, no, what are you talking about? And, you know, like, sometimes, like, your jeans or your pants or your boxers
fan
or whatever.
Boner.
No, you know how, like they kind of bunch up so it maybe looks like you might have a boner or something? That's what was happening. So I was like, bonering? Where the hell did that word come from? I was like, did you get that from the Urban Dictionary? And she's like, no, that's like, you know what bonering is? It's like when you're like starting to get a boner. And I'm like, I had never ever heard of bonering, but I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna look that up.
Where does she come up with these things?
Well, your guess is as good as mine, because I asked her, I said, did you look this up in the Urban Dictionary, right? And she goes, no. I just made it up, which I believe her. I believe Bernie at her word when she said this. But in fact, if you do look, it does exist. If you look at the Urban, if she's laughing because she knows. If you look it up in the Urban Dictionary, bonering, I'm going to look it up right now for you guys. I'll tell you the exact meaning of bonering in the Urban Dictionary. Let's see if I
please
can.
Tell me it's European slang.
No, hold on. There is a definition in
wait,
the Urban Dictionary.
Glitty says the dickulge.
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 Dickulge? Is that?
Dick bulge.
This is Dick bulge.
Oh, oy. I see. Okay.
Oy, oy, oy. Okay, here it is. Bonering, top definition.
I wish I didn't see.
Here it is, guys. The period.
I'm sorry. I want to keep interrupting you.
That's okay. The period of time starting when you first realize you're excited and ending when you have a complete erection. All right. So I was like shocked. I was like, holy fuck. And then so here's the sentence. I started bonering when Julia gave me that back rub at work this morning. So you can see she is not.
I wonder how long that took.
Oh my goodness.
And it's an actual word.
That is fucking crazy.
That's exactly what I thought.
That's exactly what you thought, Bernie. You are
34 for porn.
She
so
is
this a rule.
Fully. Yeah,
I'm disappointed in society right now.
Yeah, I agree. And then Glitty says only Twinsy, and you are exactly right, Glitty. Only Bernie would think of those type of things. But it is in the Urban Dictionary, so I give her credit. All right, let's move on to our Stinkos of the Week. Oh, my soundboard is going glitchy, so let's...
That's the name of this episode, The Bonering.
Whoever posted has to probably put that in. That's good. All right, Stinko of the Week. Breakman, I know you always have a lovely Stinko, so let's go with... Oh, you already said it. The people
I already
that,
said it, yeah.
All right. Eric, your Stinko of the Week.
My Stinko... probably be having to work a little bit over the entire week, but and feeling tired because of that. But the real story is that Digimon Cyber Sleuth has been delisted in North America's PSN store for both the PS4 and the Vita.
Oh boy, that's so, not good news.
I guess Bamco didn't want to renew the license.
Yeah, I don't even
so
want to
take it off the digital storefront. You can still find physical editions, but it's not like they're continuing to print them, so it might be hard to find.
Yeah.
But the newest game, Hacker's Memory, which is basically a retelling from an alternate character's perspective.
Yeah. Well, that sucks. But, that really blows, man. So...
But in Europe, the game still is available, but... digitally, but that's probably because they probably have either got the license for longer or they got it much later, so it's still a thing.
Yeah, well, that sucks, man. That's definitely a stinko, man.
Oh yeah, if you want the physical version of the Vita, you're gonna have to buy the Asian version of sites like PlayAsia.
Wow, that sucks, man.
Because they didn't make a physical version in the U.S.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
No, but this is why an all digital future is not always going to be a good idea.
Yeah, that's true too. I agree with that, but you know, you got to take some lumps with the good, you know. So yeah, I agree, Eric. All right, my
at least Kingdom. I wonder if Kingdom Hearts 3 will get delisted at some point because of the Disney license.
Nah. Nah.
Like, I think it's like one of the few Kingdom Hearts games that actually has a digital release.
Yeah.
Other than like the bundle for Kingdom Hearts 1.5 HD remix and 2. Whatever's.
Yeah. Here's something to think about. What about a Kingdom Hearts like animated series on Disney Plus? That might be good. Maybe explain some of the convoluted shit in the games, you know? But anyways.
Well, they'd probably just make it even more convoluted.
Yeah, they probably would. No question. All right. I'm going to move on to my stinko, and I'm calling this one cart accident. Have you guys ever been in a car accident?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I got back-ended once.
Have you guys ever...
And then I got slammed when I got in a spill after being on the freeway in the snow. It was
yes. Have you
everywhere
ever...
in an icy and yeah. The car hit me because I was prone because I couldn't get out of the position. That sucked.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so have you ever been in a cart accident?
Like grocery carts crashed into
a exactly, Eric. A grocery cart accident.
I've never seen one either.
I can now add that to my list of accidents that I've been in, a cart accident.
What were you doing or what were they doing?
Okay, this one, you're going to have to bear with me, guys. All
is this right. A high speed?
I could have put it in the high escapades, I guess, but anyways, okay, Bernie knows what's up. Bernie isn't the tallest female in the world. She runs about less than 5 foot, I think. I think she's like 4'11", like 4'11" of like she's short, like really, really short. And so... like, it's really hard for her to walk long distance because she doesn't have the longest legs anymore. I could walk from here to Timbuktu and I'd be just fine. So, anyways, there are people around here that take carts, right? They, you know, I don't know why they do it, but they take carts away from parking lots, like Walmart parking lots, etc., right? So, anyways, we were walking and she's kind of getting tired and I see a cart in the distance, a grocery cart, a Walmart grocery cart. So I'm like, hey, Bernie, why don't you get in that cart there and I'll just push you the rest of the way because we were going to get something to eat. Glitty says she's a little person. How dare you, Glitty?
What, this is Jackass?
Okay. No, it wasn't like I was like doing 100 miles an hour in the cart and like jackassing it. Like I was like, get in the cart and I'll push you because, you know, that way you don't have to walk the rest of the way and I can, you know... you know, I get my exercise, too, by pushing the cart. So she gets in. She agrees to get in, and I start pushing her. And then, you know, all the way there to where we were going to eat, everything was cool. You know, no incidents whatsoever. She gets out of the cart. We leave it there, and we're like, oh, cool. We'll just leave it here, and then we can, you know, little people look down on Bernie Brakeman. How dare you? But it's true. It's actually true. But anyways, so... on the way back, all right, everything's going fine. I'm just, you know, pushing away. And I get to the last main intersection. And I see a car there, but the car stopped. And, you know, there were cars coming anyway, so there was no way this car was going to be turning at any given point. So I pull out into in front of the car to get across the main street. And all of a sudden, this car pulls out and hits the cart. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it jilted the cart away from my hands, and I'm looking at Bernie, and she's looking at me.
Well, to be fair, maybe he just didn't see her.
It was a she. Well, and that's true.
Oh, maybe. She was looking too high.
Yeah, exactly. She couldn't see over the dash. So maybe it was a little person in the car.
That destroyed this cart kit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I was looking. I looked at Bernie. She's looking at me like, what the fuck just happened here? And so I quickly grab the cart and I like push it like across the street. Like it wasn't enough to like kill us or anything. Like hurt, you know. I asked her if she was okay and everything first, but then the woman opens up her window and she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry."
And she starts waving and I'm like, I shook my head like, what am I supposed to say? Like, it was the craziest thing.
How old
thing.
Is this person? Like an old lady?
She was a little older. She was a little older African-American. So I'm guessing she just didn't see us or whatever, which I don't know. I don't know how the fuck she didn't see a big-ass fucking cart and me, my fat ass, in the middle of the fucking road. But anyways, we got into a cart accident. Not a car accident, a cart accident. All right.
Now we need a Mario Kart accident.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Brake, your Sweeto of the week.
My Sweeto goes to, we've talked about Mega Man Fully Charged many times this year, me and Eric have, and how it was suddenly mysteriously pulled a couple months back. No explanation or anything like that. Well, they really never explained that, but they have announced that Mega Man Fully Charged will be back on January 5th.
Oh, so they're doing
you can watch the new episodes now online, though.
Yeah, but it's coming back. It's not like we knew it wasn't canceled was the only thing we really knew.
Should I bother even watching these episodes? I've got the full playlist.
They're gonna basically the show was still playing in Canada when they pulled it here, so they've still got to catch up with that. So they're gonna play the episodes that
they're gonna do season two.
Yeah, they gotta do or the second half of season one. Really?
So they're going to do the mid-season premiere shit. Glitty says, are you guys okay? We're fine. She's talking about the cart accident. We're A-okay. A-okay. But yeah, that's cool. That's really cool.
So you didn't yank her out of the car and start beating on her or anything?
Oh my God. Like, as much as, I tell you, man, if it would have been like a guy that was an asshole, I might have, man. But no, she was kind of shooken up too a little bit. You know, she hit a cart, you know, it was weird. But
I had something kind of similar happen to me when I was in a car. Like I was in a Wendy's drive-thru, and right in front of me, there was a big utility van, like one of those big white vans that only have windows in the front and the back. And right in front of me, and all of a sudden this thing starts coming back, and I'm like, whoa, 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 like, what the fuck? Why are you pulling back? And it hits me, and I'm like hitting my horn, like, what the hell? I'm like, get out of my car, I want to scream, and all of a sudden this tiny little old lady gets out of the car. I'm so sorry, I didn't see you. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing driving this van?
Yeah, that's what I would have said. Like, what kind of a world do we live in where, you know, Grandma Jones is driving a big-ass van? That's what I would have said.
No, there's, like, no way she could see over the dash. Obviously, I had to be nice because, like, I felt like it was the little lady who, like, she was acting, like, so sorry
that
about
reminds
it.
Me
she
of
probably
the...
left and was like, ha, stupid kid.
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of the time an old woman like that hit me in a car wash.
My God.
I'll have to tell that story a different day, man. That was crazy. But anyways.
Women in cars are dangerous.
Well, old women,
old people
for sure.
In cars.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Let me move on to – I got a couple of Sweetos, all right? I think it was last week or the week before I talked about Glitty's goddamn nephew that has the greatest hair of all time. And it's been eating at me for these 2 weeks, guys. So you know what I've decided? I have decided that I am challenging, and ironically, the little boy's name in question, his name is Frank. He's a fucking 2-year-old Adonis, man. And I am challenging Frank to a hair versus hair fucking challenge, okay?
I thought you were going to arm wrestle him for a minute. Like, take this little kid, I'll show you.
Goddamn right. If I could, I would, man, but I can't do that. So here's what I'm going to
do. How do you do a hair off?
Yeah, we're going to have a hair off, exactly. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to have different categories, all right? I'm going to choose one category, and Glitty is going to choose one category. And I don't know, I guess I'll leave it up to someone else that's listening. Maybe they can tweet at RP Grinders for a final challenge. But we're going to do three challenges versus each other, and one of them I have a feeling is going to be a Fabio hair drying challenge. I don't know. I have to think about it.
This is the best bit.
Yes.
Does the kid even know what's going on?
After the end of this, he's going to know exactly what's going on right now, because this kid cannot have better hair than me. I have grown this hair for over, a year and a half now, and I think it's the greatest hair of all time. And I am not going to let a goddamn 2-year-old fake Frank, all right, 2-year-old fake Frank... to have better hair than me. So guess what? The gauntlet is laid down. I'm throwing down the infinity gauntlet. Son of a bitch. I'm going to win. All right. So that's my first video.
Speaking of the infinity gauntlet, apparently Screw Attack did a death battle for Thanos versus Darkseid.
Yeah. Glitty says...
Who'd win that, you think?
Wait, what was the question, Eric? I'm reading chat.
Thanos versus Darkseid.
Darkseid. Darkseid would win, man. Yeah, because the Infinity Gauntlet can only be used in the same universe that it is, and Darkseid can go to a different universe and kick the shit out of Thanos. But if it was in one universe where the Infinity Gauntlet was, you know, the gold standard, then Thanos would win, but Darkseid would kick his ass, man, for sure. That's not even... I mean, as much as
Well, Darkseid's also a god.
Yeah, so it's...
Like, Thanos is strong, but he's not a god.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, that's my first Sweeto of the week.
They're basically gods, but they weren't gods.
Yeah. Here is my second Sweeto of the week. And Breakman, remember I said that this was going to be kind of an alternative universe upside down week for Grinders and me?
Yeah.
Especially?
Yeah.
I guess who I'm giving a Sweeto of the week to? And this is the first time ever, and there is a big asterisk.
Bernie?
Not Bernie.
Darn it!
Get out of here. For the first time ever, and there is an asterisk, I am giving Donald Trump a Sweeto of the Week.
Whoa.
Yes. Does anybody want to know why?
He's getting people out of Afghanistan.
Okay, that's part of it. He is the first president in recent memory that stood his ground so far, which is why the asterisk is still there, and is pulling troops out of Syria. All 2,000 troops are being pulled out of Syria. That is a huge deal, right? I have been on this show on record as saying Barack Obama was not great, okay?
Yeah, and that was one of the things we had a problem with. That was an illegal war.
Yes.
Him sending those troops to Syria.
Yes.
He did that as an executive order. He didn't get Congress approval, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Of course, Republicans complained, but they had every right to complain. We should have all complained.
We should have all complained about it, right? Because when Barack Obama took office, right, we thought that it was going to be change. That was the big thing. Change, right? We went from two wars, right? The war in Iraq and I can't remember the other war. But we went from
Afghanistan.
Went from two wars to seven wars. We picked up Syria. We picked up, I think, they were mostly involved in the Middle East, right? So we went from two wars to seven wars. And I think at the time I asked you guys, when is enough enough? All right, we've been in Iraq.
When you're Donald Trump and all you care about is money and you realize we're losing way too much by being there.
Well, that's not even the point. Like, we've spent, what, 17 years in Afghanistan? Or is it Iraq or Afghanistan? I think Iraq. We've been in Iraq for 17 fucking years. That is the longest war that we have ever been involved
in
by far.
The war in Afghanistan first.
Yeah, okay, Afghanistan. I couldn't remember if it was Afghanistan or Iraq break. But
yeah, 17... see, we were already in Afghanistan before the whole Iraq thing started, which was the whole Iraq thing should never happen.
Right. So 17 years we've been in the Afghanistan war over what? Over
a
what?
Lie.
A lie, right? Same thing with Iraq. We've been in Iraq for what, 15 fucking years, I think? For what? A lie. Right? Weapons of mass destruction, which were never found, which is why I don't think George H.W. Bush should have had flags flying at half mast till December 30th, right? Because he's a fucking war criminal. We have seven ongoing wars right now, and the one good thing that Trump has done is he stuck to his guns and he said, we're getting our troops out of Syria. 2,000 troops. Now, CNN and MSNBC and all the supposed left-leaning organizations out there are crying like there's no tomorrow because they love fucking war, right? Instead of praising Donald Trump for the one good fucking thing that he's done since he's been in office, they are fucking admonishing him and saying that there's going to be this huge...
Because if there's a war, they have material and they get more money.
No, it's a whole industrial... military complex that they got going on.
Well, there is a problem with being involved in a war and then pulling out of it is that you create a problem there.
We've already created the problem.
I'm saying you've created...
Well, we've been there long that we've already... It doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
Just like with Iraq, there wasn't... the country was what it was.
Right.
But once we went to war there, we couldn't just pull out... after we've done so much destruction to their country, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, I think the opposite. I think we could do something maybe a little different, right? There was talks about maybe us going to the table with the Taliban and saying, let's come up with a peace treaty. Let's come up with a plan for withdrawal. Why can we not do that without the mainstream media bitching and thinking that that the world is going to fucking come to an end if we do that, right? The Republicans are bitching. The Democrats are bitching. Mainstream media is bitching. Why? Why? We are, for the first time in 17 years, able to get rid of a fucking war that we never needed in the first place. And I understand the challenges.
Definitely should have never been involved in.
Right. I understand the challenges that we have after being in, you know, after exiting. I know that we have allies in the region.
Right.
I know, you know, that there are certain challenges. And
that's my only fear, is like how it will affect the people we are supposedly helping.
So my thing is, let's go to the table and say, we will pull the troops out, but we need some concessions from you first, right? The Taliban have been decimated, right? They say that now they're coming up with this bullshit, unfactual thing that there's still 30,000 ISIS members in the region. That's fucking absolute fucking horseshit, man. They've been decimated, right? They still have certain pockets of resistance, which any like, let's say somebody invaded, let's say we didn't have the military that we did, and somebody invaded the United States, there would be pockets of resistance in Colorado, there would be pockets of resistance on the East Coast, the West Coast. Mm-hmm. You know, there always is going to be resistance. You are never going to wipe out an entire race of people. You know, so
exactly, you were exactly fucking right.
So 100%. Why not go for the first time, go for a diplomatic solution instead of I'm going to bomb your home and every other civilian in the area solution, right? Yemen is a prime example of that fucking bullshit. It doesn't work. Those people are getting tired of, and they're almost on the brink of total eradication in Yemen. So why do we keep bombing? There's nothing to bomb for. There's nothing to bomb for in Syria. And then I keep hearing this, well, this will make Russia really happy, and they're going to use that as just fucking let them deal with any of that bullshit there. You know, if they start doing some bad things and human rights violations, then that's our cue to get involved with Russia and say, you know what, Russia? Stop doing that shit, or we're going to take action against you. And if that means that we have to go to war with fucking Russia over it, then that's what we do. We're not the world police like everybody thinks, and nor should we be the world police. You know what I'm saying, Breakman?
I definitely understand what you're saying.
It's time. It's time. We have you ever?
We have done way too much interference in other countries.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. Can we not have 1 year? I'm asking for one fucking year of peace.
No.
We can't. Ever
no,
since
you're
this,
asking too much.
I think there's.
What about like 6 months?
anything at this
six
point.
6 months, realistic.
So,
maybe 6 days.
Whenever you hear this BS from the mainstream media that. And I'm talking MSN. I'm not even talking Fox, even though Fox is outraged by this too. I'm talking MSNBC and CNN and CBS and all these supposed legit mainstream news outlets. Instead of reporting something good, like maybe we have a chance of peace here, they're reporting just the opposite. This is going to cause more destabilization. This is going to be good for Russia and blah, blah, blah. Instead of saying, you know what? I like the idea of us bringing troops home, which I'm sure those 2,000 troops that are being sent home, hopefully before fucking Christmas. I hope we look at those families and say, you know what? They didn't have to die for a bullshit fucking war. And now they're back home.
I wonder how many of them believe in the cause.
None.
They're fighting for.
You know, I've known people, vets, none of them believed in any of those causes. They would die for their country, and they're very brave, and, you know, they love their country and we love them and all this. This misnomer that people on the left or independents or you know, anything like that that don't like the troops is absolute fucking utter horseshit, all right? I've done nothing over the years but praise the troops of our country. They are fucking amazing people, right? But I'm sure some of them want to not be at war sometimes. I'm sure some of them want to spend time with their families instead of being overseas shooting at people and having fear of being bombed or a suicide bomb or any other type of bomb. I'm sure they want to be home instead of being on the battlefield. If you ask any one of them, they would say they would die for their country, but you know what? Let's bring some of us home every once in a while. You know, so this is a great...
Well, and not only that, like, how many of those wars are you really fighting for your country?
Right, right. You're not fighting for the United States when you're over in Syria. I mean, what are you doing? They give you the excuse, ISIS, 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 ISIS. It's like, come on, man. It's a broken record. How many times can you pull the wool over, American people's eyes before they wake up? You know, I think we're finally starting to wake up. At least I'm woke. And I know you guys are woke, and there's a lot of people that understand what's going on. You know, 60% of the people in this country would support bringing people home. You know, let's do it. Yeah. Let's start ending these wars. Bringing 7,000 of the 14,000 troops in Afghanistan is a good thing. It's not a bad thing, you know. And let's bring the other 7,000 by the end of the year. Let's stop the war in Iraq. Let's start bringing these troops home, and then we have to spend less money on the military. How about that? How about that? And maybe we have a little extra for education, for instance, instead of a stupid fucking border wall that Donald Trump wants. You know what I mean?
Oh, is the government shut down yet?
Not yet.
I haven't checked.
I think they have till midnight tonight to come up with the deal.
Oh, midnight.
I don't
to come up with the what they need 60 votes in the Senate.
It's definitely not going to happen.
Yeah.
Partial government shuts down in 3 hours. 3 hours, 15 minutes.
There we go.
Looks like Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan have left the Capitol for the night. So there's going to be a shutdown.
Yeah, Republicans are really, really not happy with Trump right now. They're starting to turn on him.
Yeah, and it's a shame.
Like, I mean, they aren't starting. They've been turning on him, but now it's getting to the point where they're just like, but then in the House, they caved.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, here's your spending bill. But at the same time, I think they also know when they're doing it, like, here, let's just do this real quick so we can go home because the Senate didn't go do shit.
I knew they weren't going to.
So we care. We've done our job. Let's just move on.
I knew they weren't going to get this done. As soon as Trump refused to sign that stupid stopgap bill, which had its own fucking problems, namely in the name of $1.6 billion that were going to be wasted on a fucking on border security that doesn't even really need to exist. I don't know if you guys knew this, and I think I've said this on the show before. There are more people leaving this country than are coming in from the southern border. That's a fact.
Not only that, like, and when they talk about border security and stuff like that, and they talk about like drugs entering the country, like 99% of the drugs come in through legal ports.
Yes, yes.
And a lot of drugs that we get are coming from shipping containers and such. They're not even coming from the southern border.
Well, how about this? To like, let's just end this whole debate right now, and let's just end the drug war. How about that? Let's just end the drug war. Let's start. Don't like they do in Portugal. Like if you're addicted to cocaine, well, you can buy cocaine at these facilities, you know, to try to get off of cocaine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I guarantee you, there's a lot of money in it in this drug war.
A lot of money.
There are people who are getting rich off the lives of, millions.
You know something else that I need to bring up before we get off the show, guys. They came up with a criminal justice reform bill, which is a good thing. It's a bipartisan thing, and lots of people are going to get out of jail that shouldn't have ever been in jail in the first place. And a lot of it has to do with drug offenders. And you know, for that, I'm thankful for that, and I'm sure those people that are in there. And I'll have more on that. I need to do my homework on that, but there was a resolution passed through both chambers of Congress to reform our criminal justice system. And it was a pretty good fucking bill. I didn't see any reason for anybody on the left or right to be upset about it. So that's the one good thing that's come out of this Republican-held, Congress. So I just hope that people get on board. If everything else that Trump has done has been absolutely terrible, but this pulling out a Syria thing, if – and that's where the asterisk comes in. If he doesn't back down, he's been known to back down quite a bit.
And change his mind at the last moment. Yeah. Just like this with the shutdown of the government.
Yeah.
He was backing off of it, and then apparently he turned on Fox News or wherever it was, and they're bashing him like Rush Limbaugh was saying he was a coward and shit. And he's like, well, fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? This is how we run our country now?
Yeah, Fox News. Yeah.
When somebody badmouths you, this is what happens.
Yeah, I was going to mention the Ann Coulter fiasco with Trump, but I didn't. Yeah. But nonetheless, I hope people realize that not being in war is actually a good thing. There may be some vacuous effects when the United States withdraws those troops out of Syria and Afghanistan, but I would take that a million times over the amount of civilians that have died over there. You know, there are good Afghani people, and there are good Iraqi people and Syrian people.
I would guess the majority of them.
The vast majority of them are good people. And it's time – it's like the people in Yemen. I feel so bad for them because the vast majority of those people, they're getting bombed on a daily fucking basis from the Saudis, which we supply the Saudis their fucking shit.
I've talked about that before. Like the Saudi Arabians are supposedly our biggest ally in the Middle East, and I've questioned that forever. Like they're supposedly our biggest ally, but they really don't act like
allies.
They don't act like good people. Like
violators
like
of human rights.
The kind of country we shouldn't be supporting.
Yeah. But it's all about the oil there, man. Like they control it all. Like I said this for a long time. Like I want to buy a Nissan Leaf. So I don't have to rely on fucking getting gas.
Like the Saudi Arabians are bullies in the Middle East.
Yeah, they really are. They the more power for them, the better. You know, and that's what it's all about. Like,
but I should say that is their government, and it's not. You know, like it's not the people.
No, it's not.
Just like the people in this country right now. Like we got a crazy. I'm sorry, we got a stupid leader. He's not crazy. I don't want to give him credit.
Yeah.
We have an idiot leader who does stupid things every day, and. And most of us don't agree with it, but we're stuck. We can't do shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, we can. We can do what we do on this show. We can and
right,
out.
Right, right. But they can't even have that in countries like Saudi Arabia. Yeah, they don't have that voice.
Yeah, exactly. And, oh, man, we got so much to talk to you about it with that. I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about next week. Next week is going to be all about games of the year. Movies of the year, games we play. Like, it doesn't necessarily, like, our games of the year are going to be, of course, 2018 games, but, you know, the best game we played all year, regardless of the year, you know. So, we're going to have stuff like that. There's going to be, I mean, tons of lists, like, you know, our best action movies or whatever. Whatever you guys want to bring up for best of the year, that's next week is going to be all about that. So, to get us ready for the new year, I think 2019 is going to be a much better year. You know, it'll probably be.
It has to be, for God's sakes, it has to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm now hearing
need one. We all need a better year next year.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily think impeachment is going to be like a thing to be happy about. But I don't
think we should even talk about it yet until we know for sure that it can happen, because that's what happened with Bill Clinton. He was impeached by the House, but then the Senate said, well, fuck that. Like, no, we're Democrats. We're not impeaching him. So it was a whole pointless endeavor, and it hurt Republicans because they lost a lot of votes afterwards.
Yeah.
The problem was they didn't get you know, they didn't get Democratic support.
I think this is a whole different animal, though. It feels different to me than when Clinton was around. Break. I don't know. Maybe
if they can get Republican support, Yeah. That's the difference. Like, you have to get Republicans on board.
Yeah.
If they don't get Republicans on board, they shouldn't talk about impeachment because it'll hurt them.
Well, I mean, this latest thing with
that's what
Syria...
happened with that's what happened to Republicans. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
And that's what, and normally I've been, and I have been really critical of Nancy Pelosi, but I think she's 100% right on this when she's telling other Democrats, like, we need to be calm. Not like we can't talk about impeachment yet.
I disagree with that, Brake. I totally disagree because of the magnitude of what's going on here. I mean, if you're comparing apples to apples, Clinton, like his supposed crime was what? Lying to Congress over an affair, right? What do we have with Donald Trump? We have seven separate investigations,
right? And if those, and when those investigations come out and we have solid proof, then you're gonna have Republicans that can't say like that there's enough, that they can't, you know, they can't defend him anymore, and they have to jump on board.
But here's the thing: what more proof do you need than his signature on a document with the Moscow tower?
Obviously they do, because they're not doing anything.
Ugh, Jesus Christ, man, that's very sad that the Republican Party.
I know
Party
it is,
can't...
but that's what it's reality.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying there's enough there. Like
I don't disagree with you.
If a stain on the dress,
he's done some of the most horrible things ever, and. Like, we've got him dead to rights on a lot of it, but
yeah.
The Mueller investigation is what's really important. Yeah. Like, that needs to come out and implicate him in ways that he can't argue out of.
I don't see how he can argue.
Like, okay, there's nothing we can do.
I think you're saying
that. He's done a horrible thing.
It's not even going to be the crimes that's going to do it. It's going to be things like the Syria thing that's going to do it for Republicans, and that's fucking sad.
You can't
look at the rule of law. You have to look at how it benefits you in order to get some asshole out of the Oval Office that doesn't deserve to be there.
Unfortunately, that's the reality. It's like that in Washington right now, which we've complained about many times about how tribalistic it is in Washington and how that's what their one and only goal is to get their party in power.
That's why the two-party system really fucking sucks, man. Because you got to be either Republican or Democrat. There's no room for independence. Like it's just
no room for 3-5.
Right. Like there should be 5, 6, 10 parties. You know what I mean? Like, and those 10 people have a representative to go up for election for the presidency, and whatever happens, happens. You know what I mean? And it shouldn't be electoral college nonsense either. I mean, the majority should rule. If you have 5 to 10 parties, the majority should rule. I think that would be a much better way of looking at things. And
I think we should stick with an odd number.
Yeah, 11. I'd be fine with that. 11, 13, whatever. But you see what I'm saying?
Because the odd number gives more of a checks and balances type thing as opposed to the even number, which...
Well...
Yeah,
you're right, because I guess five parties could band together to be one, and then the other five have to, you know. But if you have, like, let's say 11, I think you'd be just fine. Like, can you imagine going to vote for the presidency break, and you know for a fact that the majority is going to rule, and there's a candidate that you want, how fair that would be, and there's 11 different candidates there instead of just two that you know. Only the two have a chance. I know that there's... multiple candidates.
The primaries and stuff like that, but that doesn't count because that's still just the two parties, and you're still choosing between people that stick with the ideologies of their party, you know.
So have
they can't go too far away from the party base, they lose the money of the party and support of the party and stuff like that.
It's
like this
money and politics.
So broken.
Yep, the money and politics thing.
And money and politics, yep.
Money and politics always goes down to that. I want to mention, Glitty says, you're great, Frank. I love your ideas. See, Glitty's on the same page as me. I'm glad. And she says, Twinsy, you have a great guy. And that is true, too, because I am the greatest.
What is she saying about your tongue? What is that?
What? What are you talking about?
Oh, my bad. I misread something. Never
mind. How dare you? I'm walking your off tongue? This show. All right. Let's move on. I think that's going to do it. We need to do our plugs and get the hell out of here. Eric?
Oh, shit, it's late. I didn't realize how late it was.
Yeah, I know. I didn't. When friends get together and start talking, man, that's what happens. Eric, why don't we do your plugs first, man?
All right. You can find the reviews I've written on sites like BossBashBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com. In fact, this week I have the World of Final Fantasy Maxima review for the Xbox One up there. I submitted a review for Katamari Damacy Reroll on the Switch, and that should be up tomorrow, hopefully.
All right.
But there's expect more stuff next week. I gotta get to find time to write it. But other than that, you can if you've read those reviews, any of those reviews on the sites, and you want to support me on Patreon, feel free to send so much as $1 per month.
Yeah.
I could use help.
Yeah.
And if you want to know where my Patreon page is, it is in my Twitter description on my profile. So my Twitter account's @EricRPG. And otherwise, if you celebrate any of the holidays, happy holidays. Make sure you're safe and don't drink too much alcohol.
Yeah. Boo on that.
I said, don't. Don't drink yourself to death.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah. We know what you're saying, Eric. That's
barfing and then not enjoying the rest of your time or something like that.
All right, Eric. Anything else?
And make sure you get all the food. Get all the food.
Don't shoot the food, too.
You don't go with the puke and rally theory.
Yeah. Puke and rally. Like you puke and go right back to it. Yeah.
Yep.
No.
Yeah. I've hung with Jacks.
Breakman, I have one final gift for you, Breakman. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on. Marvin, let me unzip my pants. The greatest coach of all time.
The dildo.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Marvin Lewis, the greatest coach of all time.
All right, Breakman.
I sound drunk.
You probably were, man. All right, Breakman.
I was, but
so. Your plugs, please.
Not Marvin Lewis. you can follow me at @Break_Man and at RP Grinders. And happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. If you don't celebrate anything, I feel bad for you. You must be a Jehovah Witness or a Scientologist. I can't really think of any other people that don't celebrate the holidays.
Atheists don't really celebrate.
But atheists celebrate things. I know, like you're an atheist, but you're gonna have a Christmas tree, aren't you?
I call it food mist because of all the food I get to eat at my parents' house.
No real Christmas tree this year, but I am gonna put together a drawn version of a Christmas tree for my kids.
You have the Asmodeus tree of pain.
Yeah, right? Exactly. The Asmodeus tree. There you go. No, but I do give my kids presents. So it's not really a Christmas celebration per se. Yeah, it's a giftmas more than anything. So,
but you're celebrating something. That's the point.
Yeah, I guess.
I was just saying the point. I'm trying to think of who doesn't celebrate. And I know Jehovah's Witnesses aren't allowed to celebrate anything.
Scientologist.
And everything is evil in Scientology.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. It's whatever. All right. My plugs are as follows. I want to thank everybody for being in chat.
Merry Dickmas.
Holy shit. Merry Boner. Bonering. Merry Boner. Bonering Miss or something. All right. Special thanks to everybody in chat.
Glitter Miss.
Yeah. Special thanks to everybody in chat. Banana Nananin.
Glitter Bomb Mass.
Commander Root. Electrical Longboard was in there. Phil the Bernie. She's right here. Glitty is in chat. Thank you so much, Glitty. Really appreciate it. Positivity Bot's always in there. Skinny Seahorse is always in there as well. Slow Cool and Tade__. Thank you all so much for joining the chat. Really appreciate it. Where were you, Dungeon Buster and Freak 5? I bet you they were seeing Aquaman. I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah, I did have another sweetheart. I completely forgot. Yeah. But it's kind of more like a homie discount, I guess.
Okay, quickly,
Eric. I have to point out eBay again for being a good place to get games cheaper than retail.
Yeah.
Because I was able to pick up a copy of Fist of the North Star Lost Paradise for $40 or under $40.
Oh, nice. Very good. Very good, Eric. All right. Stay safe this weekend. You can follow me on Twitter @FrankBranches if you want to bother me there. Stay tuned for the hair challenge because that's going to be – how dare you, Breakman? How dare you?
It's Harvini here. That's Boonery. Boonery here.
In which I will gladly have a couple of videos of how great my hair is over the fake Frank in California. And Glitty, I'm expecting you to come up with one category. I will come up with a category, and I don't know, maybe you and Twinsy can come up with another category of hair related madness, so we can finally put to rest who has the better hair.
Hey Frank, have you ever seen an anime called Bobo Bobo Bobo?
It sounds familiar, Eric. I don't think I've ever seen it though, but maybe I should. Maybe it has to do with hair.
Oh, and Merry
Wait,
Christmas.
What?
And Merry Christmas to
oh, happy holidays to everybody.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Bernie says happy holidays. Stay safe this weekend, everybody. We want to see you back here next week. There is a problem with drinking and driving, so don't do that. All right.
Air mask.
Drink as much as you want, but make sure you have a designated driver.
Drink an Uber.
If you're in the Denver area, you can get a hold of me on Twitter. I would be more than happy to try to help you out. You know, if you're drunk.
Are you Ubering?
I am not Ubering, but I am.
No, you're that sucky Lyft driver. Then.
Maybe next year I should save money so I can actually fly to Colorado so that I can hang out with Frank for Christmas.
That would be cool, man. We could have a whole new show. Yeah, that would be cool with you in the studio, my non-studio studio. That'd be A-okay.
I don't know how my family would take that, but whatever.
That would be fun, Eric. We've never met each other in person, so that'd be really cool. Same thing with Break, man. We need to get you out here to experience firsthand.
So that's why you should be giving money to my Patreon, so I could just squirrel that money away for that purpose.
There you go. So we can have a Grindr reunion, and that'd be really cool to get all three of us in a studio once, man. That'd be really cool.
Maybe we can get the Grinch named Mug to show.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't even mention that name. No. God, no. Maybe I could head that way because you guys are both in Ohio. Maybe we could make that work somehow, some way. I don't know. We'll have to talk about that, man. It'd be fun. But all right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. All Break Man wants for Christmas is for Marvin Lewis to get fired.
Oh, you're right.
Maybe he has the bonering.
I think that would give Break Man the bonering.